Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Maine interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Francesca. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm so excited to talk books again with you.
I'm so excited to have you back. So tell us what you've been up to this past year.
This past year has been a little disappointing in terms of reading. I read a lot less than I usually read. So in my good years, I was like reading like 300 books a year. Then it's been like 150, 200. This year, I didn't even make 100. So, I mean, I've definitely had worse years than that, like a long time ago. But yeah, it feels a little disappointing. But at the same time, it was like a freeing year because I read just when I was in the mood and I didn't like force myself. And I also read just what I felt like reading. So I was looking back at what I read and it's kind of weird. I read a lot of new to me authors. I read a lot of Kindle Unlimited and Scribd and things like that. Just whatever I was feeling, you know, like I would see something on social media and I'm like, let's just pick that up today. So I read less, but it was like a very freeing reading.
I think you read some quality books in some ways. Like it's like you went for your mid reading. You're not reading for the drop. You're not reading because it's just hyped up and everyone's talking about it. Yeah. You're reading because it sounds good. It sounds like fun. Like you're finding the joy of reading. And so even those less books, it's still like the joy is there. And then you also had some other projects too that took.
There's a lot going on this year.
So I think like I think you kind of have to give yourself credit, like the fact that you read and you still managed to maintain the blog and maintain like and get a product and get all these different things.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a lot. And so it makes sense that maybe reading went down.
And still work and still remodel my house. It was a lot this year. So reading time was bare minimum. And I think I also found my joy again with reading audiobooks. I mean, I've always read audiobooks, but there were years like long time ago where that's all I had time to read because I was even busier. And it was like strictly just 100% audiobooks. So this year I did read a lot more audiobooks. Even the Kindle books that I read, I did a lot of the text to speech on my phone for them. So there was a lot of just listening to books.
Mainly. All right. So as you know, I launched an audiobook site.
So excited about it.
So in terms of audiobooks, which services do you use? And like, do you have a favorite narrator or type of audiobooks that you just gravitate towards?
Lots to talk about. So I think I have like my preferences from like all these years back where I did exclusively read on audio. So for right now, what I use the most, I do have a credit subscription with Audible and with Libro FM. I have my thoughts on both of those services. They're my favorites in terms of like reading speed as far as listening. I actually like Libro FM better in terms of like the reading speed and like how you can still understand it and all of that. So that would probably, I would say it's my favorite. The reason I keep both is because there are still some audiobooks that are Audible only. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to if you want to read those books. So yeah, I keep both. Let's see. Definitely and the service also, I've used the most over the years is Audible. I have hundreds.
Also with Audible, like there's some good sales. So in order to be the member, there's like, I think September, there's like an excellent sale where everything's like 70-80% off and you're like you can get like audiobooks like a really good deal. And so you have to be a member to get access to those sales, and they have sales like pretty regularly. You can accumulate quite a few books that way.
Definitely recommend the sales. They are excellent. I always like anytime there's a sale, even if it doesn't seem like there's a ton of romance or whatever, I always look through everything and I always manage to find something. And I'll pick up books, even if it's a series that I'm not caught up. And sometimes they'll have like book, I don't know, 7 on sale, and I'll still buy it because it's like $3.95. Why wouldn't I? I know I'm going to read the series eventually, and I just pick that one up for like a couple of bucks, and it can just sit there. So I have a ton of books sitting like that.
I love this. And you
use Scribd. And then other than I do use Scribd, I like Scribd because it's like guilt-free trying books where maybe I don't know if I'm going to like it, or it's kind of bad to say, but I know it's going to be a kind of book and I don't want to spend my credit on it. And I still haven't like found my groove with like libraries and all of that listening audiobooks. So that's something I need to explore this year, but I haven't done that. So Scribd is kind of like my go-to for that. You don't have everything available. So, and the speed on it is awful. It's so bad, but I deal with it. It's very slow for me. Like the max on there, I think is it 2? Maybe it's 2, but it's a very slow 2. If it's that
2.5, I think it is. It goes up to it's bad because I usually listen 2.2 and they don't have that option. It's like 2 or 2.5. And I'm like, I don't want to go 2.5, but it's like,
So for me, I usually tend to listen at 2.75 or 3, depending on the narrator. So the narrator has a lot to do with that, but like on Libro, usually I can get away with a 3 with the types of audiobooks that I listen to. And I can still understand. Like, obviously, I don't go at 3 depending also on what I'm doing while I'm listening. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I do need to scale that back down to a 2.2 or 2.5. Usually 2.2 is not, it's too slow for me. But yeah, 2.5 and up.
And I just need to convert you to libraries because Libby actually has a really good one, like great Groove, and Hoopla has great too.
You have to teach me all your ways. I'm waiting for all of that information to come out on your blog for sure.
Like honestly, like there's so many good stuff from Hat libraries because those are free. Those are like no cost. You're just like here you go. So all right, so let's chat some book like end of the year book recommendations. We did this episode last year and it's still pretty popular, and so I'm curious to hear like what has been some of your favorite books in 2022. They don't have to come out in 2022, they can come out any year, you know.
I brought notes. Let's see, where do we want to start? Okay, I'm going to start with Christmas books because that's what I pretty much read exclusively for the past month, maybe. So I did read a spicy Christmas novella, which I thought was pretty cute. It's called Santa Baby by Eliza McLean. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember where I saw that. I think it was probably on Twitter. I've actually picked up more things that I wanted to read this year on book Twitter than anywhere else. Very strange. But so it went.
You need to teach me who you follow on book Twitter.
You know it's actually probably a lot of times it's not even people that I follow. It's just like things that show up on my feed. Yeah. And like maybe somebody will reshare something from somebody else and like it just pops up, whether it's a cover reveal or, you know, it's just randomly. It's just complete random. It's not even like, oh, I trust that person so much that I know I'm going to like it. It's just like, oh, that's cute.
I love this.
So Christmas, the Santa Baby, very spicy, very quick read. So I think that those are always good. So that was good for this year. And I also, another spicy one, but it's a full, pretty much full length, is 'Tis the Season for Revenge by Morgan Elizabeth. Really enjoyed that one. I just finished it this past week. Let's see, I do need to read more of her books because I feel like I'm probably gonna like her stuff.
You know, she pumped like 8 books this year, like something ridiculous. It was like, how do you have time?
How? and it was not like bad writing.
No,
like the story flowed really well. There were necessary scenes, you know, like it was
good. It was like it was a right perfect length of the book, like 250 pages. Not too long, not too like too dragging it out. It has the right plot points. I was like, well, I'm gonna read the other. So I think all the other couples that are mentioned in the Thanksgiving scene have their own books. I think based on the I think she wrote it in the author's notes. I'm like nosy and I read the acknowledgement and stuff like that. And I think she said that she wrote like 8 books in a year or something like that. And like all these other book people have their own books. So
I am now impressed because 8 books in a year, that's like, that's a machine. It's good. It's good though. Let's see. I did enjoy A Merry Little Meet Cute by Sierra Simone and Julie Murphy. I thought that was, it was like the perfect mix of like a cute holiday story, but with like a spicy modern twist.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. And it had like all the, you know, like the things that you millennials, we like the boy bands and the, oh, like the crush on the, you know, celebrity from when you were a teenager and all that. So like, I'm like, I related to that part. And then I was like, oh, and it has some really like good representation. I love the fact that he was actually her fan on OnlyFans too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I like that. So yeah, so I really like that one. So I guess all of those would be considered more of the spicy, ones. So probably those would be my favorite ones from everything that I've read. And I did pick up B.K. Borison, I think. Yep. I ended up reading Love Light Farms, which I picked it up because of the hype. Probably not my favorite Christmas story. I mean, it was okay. It was very laid back, very sweet. And I did read the third book in that series that just came out, which is not holiday themed. Probably like that one a little bit more. I think it's called Mixed Signals. But, you know, and I actually want to read the second one because the second one is the one that I was most looking forward to reading from when I read the other story, which is the guy that works at the farm with her, like her friend. And then I guess he falls for the celebrity influencer girl that comes to town. So I want to read that one. So I'll catch up.
The audio is inscribed. So the audio is inscribed in Hoopla. Okay. So you can actually
Okay. I actually think I listened to Love Light Farms on Scribd, and then I had gotten the audio arc of the third one from NetGalley. So yeah, I definitely need to pick up the second on Scribd. So, okay, so that's Christmas. I do have a couple of winter romances that I really enjoyed. So one, it's my staple that I always enjoy, Serena Bowen, A Little Too Late. And I actually want to go back to that series. It's a series that she wrote with other authors. So I think the second book is Rebecca Yarros, which I didn't read, but I do need to like go back to. So it's one of those like winter resort kind of stories. And this one is a second chance romance. She works at his family's resort. And I guess they are trying to like probably sell the resort. So he comes back to town to like figure out what's going on. And then it ends up being that it's a really like bad deal happening and he gets involved with the father and all that stuff. But so there's definitely some heavier subjects in this one, which I'm not going to spoiler for people, but it had like the right, there's no like holiday vibes, but it's got really good winter vibes, you know, like hot tub scene and snow and all of those things. So that was good. And Come As You Are by Jess K. Hardy, which I really enjoyed. It's an author that I hadn't seen before. I love the cover. So that was totally a mood cover thing I picked up on Kindle Unlimited. And so it's again, one of those like struggling resort, winter resorts kind of things. And her ex-husband is really like an asshole. And he kind of wants her to fail, wants her business to fail. And then she needs like help at the business. So she ends up hiring this guy who has like, it's like a association or a place that helps recovering addicts to like get reestablished and find jobs and whatever. So he brings his crew and turns out that he is also, I see a theme here, but he's also like a rock star from a band that she used to love when she was a teenager. And obviously they broke up and whatever. You see the theme going here? I don't know what, you know, there was definitely a situation with what I was picking up. But anyway, so they were really sweet. So I really like their dynamics. And it's one of those authors kind of like Morgan Elizabeth, like it was just the right length and the plot just kept flowing like really nicely. So definitely like that one. And what else? So that's the ones that would kind of fit with like the theme of the season right now. Yeah. Then I do have a couple of contemporaries. Beauty and the Baller by Ilse Madden Mills. That was like earlier in the year, and I do need to read the second book, but that was cute, you know, football theme romance. And Bride Like Wildfire by Juliet Cross. It's one of her contemporaries that she released this past year, and it's small town. It's kind of like an enemies to lovers. There is a like small town play that they have to act in. So there's a little bit of like theater and that kind of stuff. It was kind of really cute for like a grumpy enemies to lovers a little bit. And like that small town vibe, and it was spicy enough. So it was another one of those where it's not too long. It was just perfect, like really fast and fun to read. And another one that I really enjoy recently is You Never Forget Your First by Millie Paris. So that one is like best friends, brother's best friend. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy that one. It's some little bit of class difference. It was just like a fun story. It was a first time reading this author as well. And I picked it up because of the cover, because I saw it on Twitter. What can I say?
I love this.
And then I also enjoy You and Me by Tal Bauer. I hope that I'm saying the name properly. That was really sweet. It was one of those like really heartwarming stories. Both guys are single dads, and then there's the kids, and it was just like really cute. So really enjoyed that. I have a couple of paranormals. There were two books by Julia Cross in the Stay a Spell series. Loved both of them. I was really looking forward to both of them. One is Garrett's book, who's the Grimm, and one is Ruben and, oh God, I can't remember her name. So vampire, Jules, Ruben and Jules. So I really enjoyed both of those. They were like both a little bit of the darker books in the series. If I had to pick my favorite one between both of those, I would say it's always Practice Safe Hex. Like that's probably my favorite one. It's a little bit on the spicier side, a little bit on the darker side. So I definitely enjoy that one better, but both really good. And I also really enjoy King of Midnight by Lara Adrian. So this was the final book in the Midnight Breed series. And if you like the Black Dagger Brotherhood, Band of Warrior type vampire books, definitely recommend that series. This is the last book. So what I like about it is that she kind of like is closing this arc of the series on a high note. Like sometimes you just have to know when to stop a good thing, even though it's a good thing. Probably people are going to continue buying, but I feel like there's a better stopping point than continuing to drag on things and just move on to something new. And this book was really good. So I think that it really like brings everything full circle. It was a solid romance. It was great characters. It was great chemistry. It was spicy. It was perfect. Let's see. What else do I have for you? I do have a couple of letdowns.
All right, let's talk about some letdowns. So, you don't have to, you can just say like, did it not work for you? It's not you, it's not the book, it's you, or it's, you know, it's maybe the book, you know.
So I did want to mention, because it's like, I think we spoke about this in our last episode.
I was going to ask. So tell us.
I was waiting for Cressley Cole to release a book in the Immortals After Dark series forever. On the Fangover, we did our whole first season about the Immortals After Dark. So, it was on Under the Covers. Sorry, we had done like a read-along of Immortals After Dark on Under the Covers. And I was really excited for this series to come back. So, Monroe was released. And I don't know if it could just be me. You know, because it's been a really long time since I've read the series, and maybe my reading taste has changed, but I don't know. It's just the writing style felt a little over the top for me. with like the humor and how like the personalities of the characters were. Everything felt really over the top. Now, that is something that I've enjoyed in the series. And I didn't like go back and reread anything recently before I read that. So I can't really give you a comparison to say, did it maintain the same style and it didn't work for me anymore, or did it get more over the top? So I don't know, but that's the part that didn't really like click mostly for
me. It is all good. It's totally fine.
I know, it's so sad because literally years of my life waiting for this.
Yeah, you've been waiting since 2017. So it's been 5 years. You know?
It's rough. It's rough. And I was, it hurt me, and it hurts me to say that. And actually, I did not read even one J.R. Ward book this year. And that pains me. It was a conscious decision. I chose not to. And I'm really tempted now. I'm probably going to read Lassiter next year. And I don't know that I'm going to like catch up and then read that. I'll just whatever if I'm lost and lost, because I've really looked forward to his book. So I'm probably going to read that. It's coming out in April. But
it is okay.
It's like one of those where I'm going to go in with like a very tentative.
Yeah.
Let's not get my hopes up too high and
just
see what happens.
Remove the expectations, be like, completely. It's really fine, you know.
And then let's see, I did have a new author that I read a fantasy romance, which I enjoyed, and I want to read also her contemporary romances, and it's A Curse of Shadows and Ice by C.A. Maura. Mm-hmm. And I think she writes as Catherine Maura, the contemporaries. So I definitely want to go back and read those, but I did enjoy the fantasy one. So that was a fun one. And most of what I read, a lot of what I talked about here, is on Kindle Unlimited. And I think that's probably a trend that's going to continue for 2023.
I think you and me both. I was just talking to my friends about this, and I was like, you know, I was trying to get revved up about 2023 arcs, and I was like, yeah, and they were all like, meh, and I was like, you know, I'm just gonna go back to Kindle Limited and just enjoy the ride, because reading wise, I feel much better. My anxiety goes down. It's like fun to discover new authors, and there's like low barrier of cost and like, you know, of feelings, because I'm like, I can DNF a book and it doesn't matter, the author is going to still get paid, and it's like it's not a bad thing, you know. So
I feel the same way, and I don't know what it is with arcs. I feel like I am less excited about what's available. I can't tell you why. I haven't like pinpointed what is it that I am not excited about. I don't know. I feel like everything that I've seen around it, especially for Kindle Unlimited, is like original. It's something like, oh, I haven't heard about this take on whatever before, or I haven't heard of this pairing before, and that sounds fun. So I don't know. Yeah.
I feel like authors in Kindle Unlimited, they're taking risks because they don't have enough publisher telling them, this is not going to sell.
Right.
This is what people don't care. And so, funny enough, like now the pipeline seems like publishing Kindle Unlimited, you know, Breakout.
And then get the deal.
We'll get a publishing deal.
Like, but it's funny because like when that happens, I kind of lose interest personally. I don't know. I'm excited for the author, don't get me wrong, and that's probably really good that they're easier for them to be in a bookstore and all of those things. That's amazing for them. But I lose interest.
It's a funny thing. I was talking to, I had an early recording, so Icebreaker became a popular hit a few months ago, and I did not know it got acquired by Atreon, so I got an access to the audio ALC. And so I went to see Amazon. I was like, oh, let me see if I can just borrow Kindle Limited since I have the audio. And I go to Kindle Limited, I go to Amazon, and the book that was $3.99 or like free is not $9.99. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is price gouging.
Yeah.
Does it require to be $9.99 when it wasn't properly, like, you didn't have the stuff? And so my past self actually borrowed the book. And because once it's in Kindle Unlimited, unless you return it, it will continue to be.
It's still there. Right.
It's still there. So I just, I was like, let me just read it. And I'm probably going to choose the audio version of it. Cause I'm like, it's a lot of pages.
We've had a conversation about this.
It's a lot of pages. So we're going to do the audio version of it. And now it frees up. But it was like funny enough that, like, you know, like, it's like, I am grateful for authors to have like to get their deals and stuff like that. But at the same time, like, the reader is also struggling.
Yeah. That is true. I feel like at some point they're gonna have to figure out what's that sweet spot, because you're gonna come up against that when you're dealing with your fan base and who's purchasing the books. Because if up to this day it was $3.99 or available on Kindle Unlimited, you can't just go to $9.99. You just can't.
Yeah. Not gonna work. Yeah. So that's our state in the publishing world. So Francesca, what are you currently reading?
I am reading, hold on, it's on Scribd, I'll tell you. And I'm actually really enjoying it. It's an audiobook of like a fun paranormal romantic comedy. And it's called, I always forget because I'm going to get it wrong. The author is Kimberly Lemming, and it's That Time I Got Drunk and Saved a Demon.
Is it paranormal or is it monster romance?
I don't understand why, like, a demon is still paranormal romance. Is it a monster? Yes. But in my point of view, demons, werewolves, vampires, warlocks, foes are still paranormal romance.
Okay.
Because like all the paranormal romance that I've read up to now, there were demons. And sometimes there were demons.
Yeah.
Physically. So I don't get like, okay, now we're going to call those monster romance. For me, a monster romance is like, obviously also an alien romance, which could be called sci-fi romance, but like, I don't know, like a Krampus, you know, or like Bigfoot, or, you know, like something that is a monster physically, that is not your normal humanoid. Then I'm all for, like, most of the time, probably, that would probably be more of my classification. Not like, oh, I just like turn for a little bit for one scene in the book, but the rest I'm just like human.
Yeah, I love this. I love this classification. So awesome.
I feel like that is very subjective, because especially recently, people classify things however they want.
Yeah.
But that's like when I look at tags and when I look at how people market their books, that's what I think. So if that's not what I get when I go into it, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, love this. So tell us where you can find you online.
So you can find me still online at underthecoversbookblog.com. In 2023, we are bringing back the Fangover. So you'll be able to listen to the Fangover podcast. I don't know what month yet, but that's coming back. And you can also find me online at romancehappily.com, because we've brought back the reading challenge for 2023, a little bit more laid back. So that's that. And hopefully you'll be able to find me soon on where I'm going to be launching like planner content. I had done planner content on YouTube years back on the same channel as Under the Covers, but I'm going to be dedicating a separate channel to that. So that will be getting launched fairly soon, blog and video content, along with the organization and planner product that I am going to be launching as well.
Exciting stuff. 2023 is your year.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Thank you, Francesca, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.